the book Hebrews, part 301. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis. I'm the first assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which are written, or even the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the one that was written and translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam in 1860, which is the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you can lay your hands on. Written in the ancient original Hebrew sacred names as it was in the Torah before. You can't find this book anywhere in the world in the bookshops. Not even Amazon Books has it. Or in South Africa, Koom Bookshops or P&A. They don't have it. They don't keep it. Should you require one, I have a couple of copies. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number for South Africa, +27 0722 367 124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. New people, always welcome, hallelujah. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on a massive lot of information. I don't just want to say you've lost out on information. It's a massive amount of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies as well as our TikTok messages every week. Send this link to your friends and family, anyone that's dear to you. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a wonderful pleasure to be able just to sit and study the word of Yahweh El Elohim. Hebrews 11 verse 33. Now what Apostle Paul is doing here, he's referring to different people that through faith has achieved different destinations and they overcome through faith. Who through faith subdued kingdoms? Wrath, righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. When I look at the figurative speech here, I see Yafashua. I see Yafashua. This can show to Daniel in his life. But I first want to say, I see Yafashua, who through faith subdued kingdoms, the kingdom of Satan and all his evil fallen spirits, demonic spirits, who function through sickness and heartaches and false promises. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, through righteousness obtained promises. Stop the mouth of lions. Now, did Yafashua fight a lion or lions? Because it's more plural, lions. No. He says that Satan will come as a lion. But he's not a lion. So if he was lions, then Yafashua had overcome even lions. He stopped their mouths. Which means he has obtained power over every evil spirit, demonic spirit, fallen angel. And he said unto his disciples, this authority I give unto you. Hallelujah. He gave us as bride of Yafashua a mandate to lay our hands on the sick and they shall be healed. To stop the Satan as a lion, presenting himself as a lion. The Bible says, fear not. For those that Father has given into my hand, is what Yafashua says, nobody can take out of my hand. Hallelujah. What a promise that nobody can snatch us from the hand of Yahushua. Do you know who can take us out of his hand? Only ourselves. How? Through living in sin. The moment that you start to live in sin, you force the hand open. The hand that was bleeding for you and for me. You force his hands open. And there we go. But as long as we live in righteousness, in faith, study the word, live in prayer, be able to let the Ruach HaKodesh convince us and teach us and lead us, we live in him and he lives in us. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, rough righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire. Quench the violence of fire. Did Yahushua walk through fire? No. But when I look in the spirit, I see the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Sanhedrin, the scribes and all the priestly priests, and they all had eyes of fire on him. Why? Because he came and derailed the Old Testament in the way they lived it, and they were profiting from it financially. This is why they hate him. This is why they hate him. The moment that he walked into the temple and he kicked the tables over and opened the cages of the doves, let him fly away. And he made the whip and he whipped those that were selling and buying in the temple, having a market in the entrance. They didn't like him. Because the priest and the high priest, they were part of it. It looked like as if they had no part in that market in the front, but they were benefiting from it. And this is what's happening in most churches today. Sorry, this is what it is. And that's why Revelation 18 verse 4 says you must come out under her. Read Revelation 18 verse 4. He's talking about the Babylon whore mother. He's talking about the Roman Catholic Church system that has infiltrated most of the Protestant churches throughout the last 600 years. She is dominating the church world. She calls herself the mother of all churches. She's dominating, and that's why we are not a church. We're not a denomination. We don't belong to no organization. We are only part of the bride of Yahushua universally. And how do we function? Studying the word, the revelation word of Yahweh, our Elohim. Quench the violence of fire. Daily there was fire. So it says as if it's arrows of fire that set off. And that's why we need to dwell in the Ruach HaKodesh. Because we as bride of Yahushua, we experience this onslaught daily in our spiritual lives. Whether Satan comes as a lion, he's not a lion. He will shoot arrows of fire spiritually. He will come with the edge of a sword to try to cut you down, to burn you down. But I'm so glad that the word says, Yahushua says, those that Father Yahweh has given in my hand, nobody can take out of it. I'm so glad I have a place where I can hide. It's in the hand of Yahushua, the hand that was pierced for my sins and my transgressions. Through the blood of Yahushua, we are redeemed. Hallelujah. Isn't that nice? We are covered. We are overshadowed. We are projected. We are drawn inside. And this is where the war is happening. There's a war going on in our lives every day. Every day of our lives. And the only way that we can survive is to stay under the blood of Yahushua and the guidance of the Ruach HaKodesh. Living in the word, the revelation word. Practicing the word, not just living in it, practicing it, not just practicing it, living it, Be the word. Be the revelation word. Can we? This is what Yahweh says. This is what he says. We are new. He says, the moment that we have become part of the bride of Yahushua through faith, first we repent, then we are immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of our sins. And then we are part of his army, his spiritual army, withstanding every power of darkness, living in the light. They say we are light that shines in a darkened world. We are fresh bread. We are salt of the earth. He says if we've lost our saltness, what will they use to salt the earth with? This is figurative speech, meaning we are salt. You can't reserve meat without salt. Biltong. Nice, right? Nice spicy biltong. You can't preserve meat if it's not salt properly. So what does salt do? It saves. It saves the meat from a rottening. It saves the meat from a rottening. They said that in World War II, there were soldiers that obtained wounds, that they just took salt and put the salt on it and just bandaged it up. Other people has lost their legs and arms. Those that they just use salt on, they just healed. Why? Because the salt preserves. It gives life. I'm so glad that I know Yahushua, who is the giver of life in our lives. Hallelujah. Quench the violence of fire. Escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, we made strong. Out of weakness, we're made strong. We were weak. We were living in sin. In the sins of this world, we were weak. We were lost. We had no direction. Running around in the darkness. Wax violent in fight. Turn to fight the armies of the aliens. What are we called for? We are called to break the work of Satan and his aliens, fallen angels and demonic powers. We are not left alone in this battle. Instead, Yahushua on the cross of Calvary obtained the victory when he says, it is done. It is done. He fought every fight to be fought. All he expects of us is to live in the victory. To live in victory is to experience a joy of obtaining. Not needing to fight for it, but just to enjoy it. Hallelujah. For us as Yahvist, what a great pleasure when we can sit with the Word and we can just eat from the table of the King of Kings. Hallelujah. And He feeds us with the bread of life. And He gives us of the water of life, which becomes a fountain which springs up until eternity, and nobody can block that fountain of living water springing up. Why? Because it's an ever-living fountain. As long as we are alive, we are supposed to be living fountains. He said to the Samaritan woman at the well, give me some water and I will give you water. An everlasting water will spring up from within. You don't even have a mark, she said to Yahushua. He says, if you drink of my water, you will never thirst again. But there's a condition to it. We need to live in holiness. You can't live in sin one day and expect the next day to be blessed. You can't. You need to live in total holiness. Strive towards total holiness. Prof, are you an angel? No, we are not angels. Don't you and Pastor Rika sin? No. We need to live in holiness every day. We don't try to sin just willingly. If it happens that we stumble or, you know what I'm saying? Because the Bible says there's not even one that's righteous. What we are striving towards perfection. We are striving towards righteousness. We are striving to live in the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. We strive to be totally in abundance, overflowing of the power of the Ruach HaKodesh in order to also minister to others. And this is what makes it fantastic. When we, as part of the bride of Yahshua, called Yavist, if we can stand in the power, in this, in the gladness, in the joy that Yahshua gave us through the infilling of the Ruach HaKodesh. What a privilege to be part of the body of Yahshua. Where he says he's the head, we are the body. Somewhere in this body, every one of us fits in. And all we need to do is through grace and steadfasting, being students of the world, of the word, find our place in this body of Yahshua, where he wants to use us. Now yes, time is caught up with us. His Father's will, tomorrow morning, we are going to continue. Maranatha, Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.